Relationship types. Relationships fall on a continuum from transactional to relational, from short-term to long-term, from operational to strategic. Exhibit 9-7 presents 5 types of relationships that fall in this range. Exhibit 9-7, relationship types on a spectrum. Contract. A contract relationship could be to procure a product or service, which would include transportation, warehousing, inventory, customer service, and so on. The key points are that the contract has an end date, and there is no guarantee that either party will continue it. It can be adversarial, especially when negotiating over prices in terms of performance. The principal means of control is through enforcement of contract terms, including penalties or exercising of termination clauses. Ongoing relationship. An ongoing relationship is a contract for an extended period that involves handing off a business process or having the provider perform a service for you or your customers. This can be manufacturing, warehousing, transportation, and so on. Third-party logistics providers could be at this level or at higher levels of partnership. Some degree of information sharing will take place at this level, but this will often be just operational information and feedback on performance. Contracts will still dictate performance criteria, but relationship management is necessary. Leader/follower. A leader/follower relationship, also called an administered relationship, is the first level where parties start to integrate their supply chains and collaborate. The leader, often called a channel master, will share its strategy with followers and may invite the followers to participate in joint planning to some degree. The channel master will be the one with the most power in the relationship, often due to brand equity or sheer size. It can be a large retailer, an online seller, a product design and marketing firm, or a manufacturer. The relationship may be indefinite rather than requiring contract renewal. While there is still a command and control relationship, long-term success will require both parties to remain viable. Strategic alliance. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a strategic alliance is a relationship formed by two or more organizations that share proprietary information, participate in joint investments, and develop linked and common processes to increase the performance of both companies. Many organizations form strategic alliances to increase the performance of their common supply chain. Strategic alliances involve voluntary integration of the parties. The relationship is more collegiate, as multiple areas meet to share best practices and collaborate on strategy. Organizations that reach this level of trust and information sharing are able to maintain the relationship over the long term, removing duplicate processes and streamlining to include just what is value added. They may create joint policies such as for sustainability and have the party that is best able to address a given risk have that risk transferred to them. Strategic alliances provide the benefits of a vertically integrated organization, one that owns each portion of the supply chain without the risks, which include an inability to remain competitive in each area of specialization in the face of competition and supply chains that are now global, have shorter life cycles, and so on. Instead, strategic partners are selected because they have global reach and can adapt or be replaced as products change. Enterprise extension. Enterprise extension is where two organizations operate as one for all intents and purposes. The parties integrate cultures, processes, and information sharing to the fullest extent possible. Some of Apple's and Dell's tightly integrated suppliers are examples.